There was a third plate, and it was still full.
"Oi?" Roland asked, tipping it toward the Billy Bumbler. "Will you not have at least a bite?"
Oi looked at the plate, then backed away two firm steps. Roland nodded and tossed away the uneaten food, scattering it into the grass. Mayhap Mordred would come along in good time and find something to his liking. At mid-morning they moved on, Roland pulling Hofat too, and Patrick walking along beside with his head hung low. And soon, the beat of the tower filled the gunslinger's head again, very close now. That steady, pulsing power drove out all thoughts of Susanna, and he was glad. He gave himself to the steady beating and let it sweep away all his thoughts and all his sorrow. "Kamala, come, come," sang the dark tower, now just over the horizon. "Kamala, come, come. Gunslinger, may you come. Kamala, come, Roland. The journey's nearly done."
Chapter 2 Mordred 1
The Dantiti was watching when the long-haired fellow they were now traveling with grabbed Susanna's shoulder to point out the dancing orange hobs in the distance. Mordred watched as she whirled, pulling one of the White Daddy's big revolvers. For a moment, the far-seeing glass eyes he'd found in the house on Odd's Lane trembled in Mordred's hand. That was how hard he was rooting for his blackbird mommy to shoot the artist. How the guilt would have bitten into her. Like the blade of a dull hatchet, yar. It was even possible that, overcome by the horror of what she had done, she'd have put the barrel of the gun to her own head and pulled the trigger a second time, and how would old White Daddy like waking up to that? Ah, children are such dreamers. It didn't happen, of course, but there had been much more to watch.